you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Wednesday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, flying at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a couple minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7 with all kinds of great entertainment, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you're taking us in, we appreciate being inside there. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging some e-feces at the right.
Yummy.
Vive la resistance.
Oui, oui.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. News of Schittler.
Still not a good song to play because it didn't, spoiler alert, doesn't go well for the students.
Well.
There's a song later called Empty Chairs and Empty Tables.
Yeah.
A raucous piece. Where Marius goes into the cafe where he used to hang with his buds and there ain't no buds there no more.
You know, I was doing a karaoke years ago at this little place in
Sicily.
Yes.
Paris.
Right. And I got just, I don't know.
Brussels.
Something pissed me off. And I.
Van Nuys.
Yes. And I chose Empty Chairs and Empty Tables.
Jesus, you punished
the
fuck out of that crowd.
I
mean, I'm sure you sang it beautifully.
Oh, I did. I killed it.
But you punished the ear holes and the souls of those people.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for listening to us here, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you never know. We might bust into some rendition of something. Something actually empty chairs and empty tables kind of feels like the mood that sometimes you feel like having, but then I don't know. A little while ago, I was just thinking, well, you know, we've talked about this before. We just got to fucking laugh as we're headed off to the gulags and the gallows. But I mean, it doesn't mean we stop fighting.
No,
but we're the funny ones.
Oh yes. I had a great laugh. I had a great laugh reading the,
carving something into your forearm.
I'm sure it's in the headlines, but Jesus Christ, his comments about Black History Month, I've never read anything so fucking amazing. Just his stream of consciousness is insane.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
I mean,
it's going down the tubers.
Oh my God, that guy.
It's our president.
I mean, that Trump off the cuff is something else, man.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you could tell. But it is. It's like trying to wrap a three-year-old.
What do you mean?
It's swaddling a three-year-old.
Oh, yes.
When he gave his announcement last night
about
Gorsuch being the next associate justice on the U.S. SCOTUS.
SCOTUS. God,
you could tell every once in a while he drifted, and he's just so sad. Like he's, I don't even remember Gorsuch's first name. Let's call him
Cock
Bartholomew.
Gorsuch.
Bartholomew Gorsuch is would be a wonderful addition to the history of the Supreme Court. And then he would look up and go, I mean, really wonderful. Beautiful, amazing. You could tell.
He doesn't know shit about that guy.
That's when he ad-libs.
Do you think he knows this guy?
He doesn't fucking know this guy.
Are
you kidding
me? He just likes to waddle up there and make a big flourish and work the crowd.
He told somebody else
man.
To give him a list.
Give me a list.
When he was running. I don't care. Give me a fucking list. I'll put anybody you want on the list. He was just trying to woo.
Yes.
The evangelicals.
Yeah, that's true.
He wants some Jesus smelling bait out there or something. Yeah. However,
he wants to go out on stage and be loved. That's all he fucking wants. Yeah. Why isn't he press secretary? I mean, really?
You're not loved there.
He should have Sean Spicer's job because he likes going out in front of people and working the crowd. That's all he fucking likes to do. Do you think he's fucking passionate about making the court conservative? He didn't give a fuck about anything but going out there and fucking performing. And the remarks he made about Black History Month are just priceless.
He's shooting himself in his, what can only be a tiny little foot, right? I mean, he's got these little
hands. Does he have small feet?
Probably looks like a bound geisha.
Does he have small feet?
I don't know.
Surely he does. He's a size 7.
I forget where I was going with that.
I was listening to that. God damn it, dude. I was listening to his remarks about Black History Month. And like, I don't know how he did it. He wound his way into that story, right. The fake news story about the bust of Martin Luther King getting moved from the White House.
I know what I was saying. He shot himself in his tiny little foot he could really be a good president, populist president. He should have picked Bernie as his fucking running mate and listened to him.
Right.
And some, help out the Trumpanzees a little bit too. But.
What about the racism?
Well, we'd have to look past that for 5 or 10 minutes.
That's
part of it too. Yeah, the racism, the all the other shit is where he's also shooting himself in the foot. He ran on this populism,
right?
But he ran on a narrow sliver of not nice populism for the most part. A lot of not nice populism.
I think he's at heart a racist and a white supremacist. And I don't know that he's capable of doing good. I mean, if you think about who he is, whether it's true or not, the story about him raping that girl. I mean, all those stories are out there about him. That's kind of who he is. He's a philandering fucking sex freak.
That's known. He was
he was an abuser, a sexist.
Well, I don't know about the abuser part, but the philandering part.
Alleged.
And misogyny part, I don't think you could question, but the other part.
I just don't think he has it in him to do anything that Bernie Sanders would want to do for the people of this country.
But he had those views a couple of years ago, many of those views.
Yeah. I wonder. I mean, you think about his
convictions. Good morning, man.
You think about his convictions. He's a fucking racist. I don't give a shit.
I have to manually stop that, by the
way.
Before that quote completes.
Because there's enough of that. You know what I mean? Like, he's a fucking racist to his fucking core. And I think that kind of dictates everything he does. I think he's full of hate. I don't think he has it in him at all to be a populist.
Bitch-ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Snoop Dogg's right. He's a racist piece of shit, Trump. I don't think he has...
That was for that former owner of the Clippers, though. That little love note from Snoop.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's applicable.
Specifically, yeah. Yes. That's God. Right. Yeah. It's a universal message of love from the Snoop Dogg.
Jesus.
Or a Snoop Lion or whatever carnivore his last name may be.
And the other thing is, like, if Trump... okay, so let's put his racism aside.
Snoop Badger.
What does he have the talent to do? He doesn't have the talent to run the country. He doesn't have the talent to implement
policy. He's got
policy.
A very big brain. How dare you? And the best words.
But, what would he do running with Bernie Sanders? That's like...
Well, I'm fantasizing. It's like him picking Bernie as a running mate is going to happen in the same world where unicorns will be shitting out.
Yeah, that's true.
Rainbow cones.
Right. That's true. I agree with you. Yeah. I mean, as a fantasy, yes.
Right.
But Trump's a cunt. Trump. I mean, he's an evil racist fucking cunt. There's no other way. I mean,
Trump's a cunt.
I mean, I just read this fucking article where the Dems, they're like, what? Someone said it's time for the Dems to go to war against Donald.
Time?
Well, no fucking shit. I mean,
time.
Well, what the fuck did happen during this whole goddamn election, this whole fucking campaign? Ugh.
Well, part of the problem was they should have gone after Donald's policies, too, during the campaign, instead of just going after him. But now, I mean, you go after everything. And hopefully, I'm seeing a lot of, like, Tea Party-esque language, except everything's spelled correct, coming from our side that is reminiscent of the Tea Party, saying, look, any senator that votes yes on the Supreme Court justice, you better be fucking prepared for a primary.
Bye bye.
Because we're going to find a liberal.
Right.
Who's got some balls or a giant clitoris.
Something. I mean, I just don't. I think that I feel like there's some like moderates or maybe Democrats holding out some hope that they're going to be able to work with this guy. But I think they're insane.
You think not?
No. And I wonder how long the Republicans are going to last. How long is Paul Ryan going to be able to hold on and say, hey, we can.
Well, the scary part is I hope he doesn't, you know, if he sees his approval numbers keeping plummeting, instead of saying, hey, you know, maybe I should start doing some things that the people like for the people and that the people want. Instead, my fear is that he's going to talk to Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin's going to say, do the false flag.
Yeah.
Hope for or let somebody stop watching somebody. What? Oops, we lost them. They fell through the cracks.
Right.
And then some lunatic performed some horrible terrorist act.
Yeah.
They were. You know, that's that story. That that fuck stick.
More specific.
Of Uday or Kusei.
Oh, my God.
His I believe
sons,
it was Uday.
They're so disgusting.
I believe it was Dan Jr. who displayed proudly more shitbaggery on his social media account. I think they're stupid. They don't know how it works. Like, you know, you can, if you like something on Twitter, if you just like a tweet, if you heart it, you can go on their account and see what they liked. There's a tag. Right.
Yeah, you can tell.
There's a tab, I mean, where it says.
Right.
Oh, God, you've got at Donald Draws. Did you?
What is that?
On our Facebook page. By the way, tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. And also you can sling us a message on Facebook. There's a new account. I know it's on Twitter. I don't know where it's from, but it's called Don Draws or Donald Draws or something like that.
Yeah.
And it takes that GIF file of Donald holding up one of those ridiculous proclamations he signed and showing it to the camera.
Why does he do that?
And they've replaced it with things like cat, with a two-year-old cat drawing or dog.
I shared that to our Facebook page.
There's a whole bunch of them now.
That's so funny.
At Donald Draws or Don Draws or something.
Did Obama used to do that when he would sign shit? Would he hold it up to the camera to show everybody?
I don't think so.
God, that seems like such a douche move.
It's pretty diaper load-esque.
It's like a rookie move. It's like he's never been there before.
So before we even get to the fucking headlines, Don Jr. Liked a tweet that said, that was commenting on that horrific terrorist attack in Quebec by that that bunghole of a white supremacist,
fucking racist,
Trump-loving.
Yes.
It's irrelevant that he likes Katy Perry, but that was out there.
Right.
Lunatic from white dude, angry white dude who went up and shot a mosque.
A radicalized white guy.
Right. And before they had found out what was going on, who had done it, while Fox News apparently was still proclaiming it was a Moroccan.
Yeah. Idiots.
Which they've subsequently deleted, by the way. Finally, okay. They deleted it. Some guy, I don't know who the fuck he is. He's a right-wing radio host, I guess. John Cardillo.
No, I never heard of him.
Former NYPD officer. Oh, so let's take a guess at what kind of radio he has. You think a former NYPD officer. I'm sure it's all about gay rights and black inclusion.
BLM, baby.
But here's an example of his fucking tweet. He tweeted out, when it's revealed that the Quebec shooting terrorists are Muslims, Trump will have a tremendous spike in political capital. Hashtag Muslim ban.
Oh my God.
So he's basically saying, keep your fingers crossed, everyone, that it was one of their own that went and shot up a mosque, because if it's true, then this Muslim ban, the libtard sissy fairies are going to leave the airports alone and shut the fuck up.
This helps our cause. That's what he's saying. That is so fucked up.
Don Jr. liked that tweet.
That's insane.
He hearted that tweet.
The president's son. God. I mean, the sentiment is horrendous. But also, like, doesn't he even think that they don't even want to pretend to be good people?
Yeah, it's like
they don't even give a fuck.
Yeah, daddy's gonna have more political capital,
right?
If it was a fucking Muslim, that keep your fingers crossed.
And all those people died is gonna make my dad's job easier,
right?
That's fucked up.
Yes. But that's what there's their mindset.
And it's so fucking.
And if things start getting desperate, I mean, seriously, if his hero is someone who takes his shirt off and rides a bear through the woods, shooting things to prove his masculinity.
Hey.
Helps pass a law where, you know, you can beat the shit out of your wife. That's not domestic abuse anymore, because who knows what she said to you.
Yeah.
See, that just passed like by a huge margin.
Oh, in Russia?
In Russia.
Oh, yeah, sure. I saw that.
Basically, you can smack your wife around law.
They decriminalized abuse.
Yeah. Decriminalized spousal abuse.
But yeah, we're going to lift sanctions on Russia.
I'll bet there's people here looking at that and saying, I don't think that's a bad idea.
No, of course not.
Some Trumpkins?
Tillerson got confirmed.
Oh, yeah. Joy. So there you go, Don Jr. displaying just complete dickholery and lack of brains. I mean, how dumb? How dumb are these people? I mean, I ain't no fucking Einstein.
You're smart.
God damn it. I know I wouldn't tweet something like that, even if I thought it.
Right, of course not. You would keep it to your fucking self. It's insane. God, I was reading this thing. All this shit about Bannon, too, is just loony. I mean, this is a crazy thing to say, but Jesus, he's scarier than Cheney.
Oh, far, I think, yeah.
And Cheney's a guy that helped lie us into a war where a shit ton of people died.
Oh, just wait.
I mean, God. Listen, they're getting hard-ons for Iran.
Just wait.
Did you see that? Flynn came out and warned Iran, you're on notice, motherfuckers, because of that test or whatever they did. What?
I'm catching a reflection of the dog.
Oh, okay.
Doing some kind of strange things.
Yeah, but like this Bannon guy, man, is fucking terrifying.
Horrible, yeah.
He's just saying all these things he's doing, like this Muslim ban. There's this one, I forget what university. The professor lays out this guy's Bannon strategy.
Hogwarts?
Yes, it's shock events.
Bannon's
giving the country the fucking shocker with his Muslim ban.
Yeah.
These things that are so horrific. Nobody knows what to do when they happen, except maybe protest.
Well, and then he slithers in onto that National Security Council and takes it over.
Right.
So there's minor outrage because everybody's out busy with the major outrage of the Muslim ban.
So what's the next shock event going to be?
Right.
We don't know. We're disoriented.
Yeah.
disoriented, vulnerable, unorganized. I mean, the thing is, like, who can organize themselves against a tyrant who just does everything for the sake of chaos?
Right. It's destruction and anarchy.
Yeah.
And they both said it. Don Senior, our POTUS, even said, I forget what point, but at one point he said, well, you know, maybe like basically said economic, like maybe everything needs to go tits up and then everything will be better.
Based on what evidence? Why would you do
that? Well, Karl Marx, by the way, but yeah, I mean, that's one of the pillars of capitalism is, well, you're going to have these boom periods, but you're going to have depressions and recessions.
You know what's so frustrating is that you know, they say Obama was overreaching his executive orders. He was a fucking tyrant. But when you think about what he did, his executive orders made us more inclusive. And when you do things like extend gay people the right to be married, the right to be treated like every other fucking human being on the planet, that makes our country more stable. It brings more people into the tent. And I can't look. How is anything Donald is doing or Bannon making our country more stable?
Right.
I mean,
yeah, they're not. It's just the opposite.
Separating families with this Muslim ban.
Well, that's just mean.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, it's just mean.
I can't.
One poor old lady died. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Somebody, they were waiting for her to come back from Iraq, Iran, you know, right. I don't know, some horrific place. And she was going to get medical treatment here or something, right. And she up and died. They delayed her, and she's no longer with us.
So what's the purpose in
Congratulations, that? Guys.
I mean, we're not, I don't think we're supposed to sit here and think, you know, a lot of people say, well, listen, you're giving Trump way too much credit. You think him and Bannon have some type of strategy. But they have to. I mean, this shit isn't out of nowhere.
I don't think Trump has a strategy. I think Trump is just a pawn.
Right.
Who's so batshit crazy that Bannon just knows how to play him.
Yeah.
Apparently the best right now.
But he must want some. I mean, he's not a stupid guy.
Especially between Friday evening and Saturday evening.
Well, I mean, and also the other thing is that, like, they're comparing how the Democrats work with Bush, and, you know, they generally clash with him. They didn't agree with many of his policies.
Right.
But they all sort of worked in the same way.
Yes.
Trump is chaos.
Yes.
For both parties.
Yes. Well, if we check out, actually, I just took a sneak peek at the headlines. Let's see what's going on. In our favorite libtard and conservatard, I'm not supposed to say that word. I apologize. It's one of those non-PC words. I don't like being PC.
Replace.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, February 1st, Black History Month, the shortest month in the calendar, 2017.
Black Lives Matter.
These are your headlines.
I mean, to us, not to the fucking administration. God, I'm frustrated when I read those fucking comments he made. What a fucking idiot.
So over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
If they...
Huffington Post, good news, maybe?
Oh, okay.
Question mark?
Sure.
Right now, it's... You know, it's kind of, you've got cancer, just how far has it spread kind of good news.
But it was just not so, I mean, we just had Obama. He was just here.
I know.
He was just here.
I know. We had Jack Bauer snuck up behind us and snapped our necks.
Oh, my God. That's coming back, by the way.
Yeah, not with him.
Right.
But a different hero. Right. The headline, big red letters over at the HuffPo, says DeVos.
Yes.
Betsy. Billionaire.
Betsy batshit.
I hate education.
Oh, yes.
Or, I mean, I love education as long as it's Christian education that the taxpayers pay for.
In Wyoming, the teachers are armed because, hey, you never know when a grizzly's going to drop in.
You never know. Well, that's code for you never know when some black person's going to rampage in the school.
Or oh, my
when
God.
Some brown person.
Yeah, right.
Grizzly, wink, wink.
Is that Al-Qaeda? ISIS?
Says DeVos down to one vote. Two Republican senators have now said that they will be voting against Betsy DeVos. You know, they yes. don't have a really big, they don't have a really big majority, 52-48, I believe, if you do the maths. And now Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine.
Yes.
And Lisa Murkowski of Alaska.
No shit.
Apparently. Announced Wednesday that they will not be voting for Betsy DeVos, or I guess, as you could say, they will be voting against Betsy DeVos to be education secretary.
What is Shitler going to do to them?
None of the Democratic senators are expected to vote for her if no other Republicans vote against her. Then right now, Pence will deliver the tie vote. Obviously, give it to her.
Right.
So we need one more. We need one more sane Republican. We're looking at you, Rubio. We're looking at you, Rand Paul.
Lindsay. What's Lindsay fucking doing? Surely.
Well, yeah, Lindsay. John McCain. Although they're more focused on the Russian-y thing and
I mean,
problem is a lot of them hate education.
Why do they hate it though?
Because the last thing they want is smarter people. Nobody will vote for them. They haven't finished the complete takeover yet.
Oh my God. Why would anybody? I mean, doesn't it seem like in a perfect fucking, how did the Scando countries do it? How did the Scando countries handle their education?
Oh, here's another interesting thing. If
genitals.
If Senator Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III from Alabama is confirmed as Attorney General.
Hey.
Congratulations, black people.
Oh, yes. Congratulations, planet. We have an AG from Alabama on the way.
If he gets confirmed before the DeVos vote comes before the full Senate, it could complicate her chances because in that scenario, he would no longer be eligible to vote. So once he's confirmed as Attorney General, he's no longer senator. So he can't vote, which means now they're in the hole, I would think. Right?
Yes. But surely to Christ, Shitler and or Bannon will figure out a way around this bullshit.
Who can we kill?
You don't think that's out there? You don't think? Listen, dude, I don't want to talk about that too much because shit, I don't know. You know, I'm speaking in hyperbole, but we don't think that this cabal is capable of shenanigans.
Well, that's how Putin
like
works.
That.
That's how Putin works. People kind of disappear.
Hey, where'd they go?
Like most recently, some of the people who worked in the same section that had to do with cyber attacking, allegedly, the United States, which is why many are looking at that as, well, there's confirmation right there. Because that also confirmation of that list of notes that everybody calls a dossier, because the reason that British dude,
hello,
his name I can't remember,
Farage,
that he no the
Nigel
X spook who put together that report, the reason that he vanished on his own
octopushy
is because he knew things might get bad, you know, that Uncle Nipples gets a little, I don't know, killish,
yes,
smite-ish,
right? Smite you with those
and,
lips.
Also, he said, you know, his sources, he was talking about people that were leaking information that were high up in the organization. Well, Uncle Nipples found out about this and was like, who the fuck is leaking? They found out who was leaking, and one of them they went and grabbed and threw a sack over his head in the middle of a meeting and dragged him away, and he has not been seen since.
We don't know where that guy is.
All they said is that he was charged with high treason or something like that.
Shit.
Nobody knows where he is.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. He'll
what about James Bond Jr., the guy who leaked the dossier?
Well, that's it. Did he
disappear?
Yeah.
Is he on his own? Did he get captured?
We don't know, but he went off on his own. He probably knows enough to to do the right things and stay off the radar.
Right.
But many are saying if Uncle Nipples had nothing to do with that, the allegations in that dossier, why would he be snatching people and throwing people in jail and punishing people for these leaks? And they just so happen to be working in the section that does the hacking, probably into other governments.
Right.
And DNC servers and things like that.
You're so suspicious. Yeah, really. It is terrifying. I put this article up. This is sort of related to that, to the whole hacking and all that shit. And I want you to read it because I don't quite understand it, but it talks about how this thing called Big Data played a role in Brexit.
Big Daddy?
Big Daddy.
And some pimp? Somebody's pimp?
Oh my God, that's funny. No, but Big Data brought the Brexit. Got this guy, made the Brexit happen in England. And then the Brexit, the software guy who made this app, got in touch with Trump, and then Trump used this Big Data shit to get elected in the States. And he was able to locate and pinpoint where all the paranoid racists were.
Oh.
And fucking get to them directly via social media and shit through like dark posts and stuff. Very targeted shit
They watch Duckdown Dynasty. Oh, wait, this is Britain. They watch Duck Dynasty every Thursday night. You want to talk to them.
The article's from this Motherboard. I don't know if you ever read that website. It's really interesting, but it's very technical, and I barely understood what the fuck was going on. But when you read this, you were just like, oh, God. Hillary had no fucking hope. Because...
A perfect storm, yeah.
I mean...
Assaults on many fronts.
She was just so behind the curve on the social media shit. I mean, it's just... Ugh.
Sad. So there you go. Two senators bailing on Betsy DeVos. And I guess that may be enough to torch her if they confirm Sessions first. But who knows? Who knows?
But, you know, isn't it odd, though, in a way, like how...
Fucking Tillerson got through. That's one of the scarier ones.
How is our education department so politicized? Because to me, it seems like you should want everybody to get an A, right? Everybody should be smart. That's should be the goal of the of our education system. Like, it should be apolitical,
right? So
how is it politicized?
They want to make sure that the money that their tax money goes to their lily white schools near them and not to some horrible, ungrateful Negro schools.
So it's fucking racism.
Some of it. Classism, racism, sure.
Damn. I wonder how they do it in the Scando countries.
That's why they want to privatize it. That's why she wants vouchers. You don't have to send your kid to that school with all those brown people. Send it to St. Olaf's of the Hills.
Dang.
And here's your voucher.
St. Olaf.
Taxpayers will pay for it.
Dude, that's a goddamn straight up Golden Girls reference.
Golden Girls reference.
Back in St. Olaf. You know, Betty White was supposed to play the slutty Golden Girls. Did you know that?
Yeah. And Rue
McClanahan
was supposed to play the dumb and sweet one. And they both were like, God, we've been there, done that. Can we flip?
Right.
And the producers were like, sure.
Sure.
Rock on. Yeah.
You gotta hand it. Whoever produced or decided to go with that, they were like, those actresses, they know what the fuck they're talking about. They're not morons.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
We trust them.
And, B. Arthur was actually supposed to play the dumb sweet one.
Why were the Golden Girls all white?
Rest her soul, but... I'm not sure if that was in B. Arthur's repertoire.
Why were the Golden Girls all white, though? Why?
She was Maude, for fuck's sake.
She's awesome.
Which was a spinoff.
A spinoff from All in the Fucking Family.
All in the Fucking Family.
If that came on today, It would be lost on this goddamn country. It would be lost.
Maybe we need another one.
It would be lost on the flyover states.
Because it was kind of those times. Fucking Nixon, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's time. Maybe they, Norman Lear's still alive. Crank something out, motherfucker. We need another political comedy.
How the fuck is it? How the fuck did we go so? How have we slid so far back in time in such a? How did this happen?
Greed.
God, we just didn't take him seriously. God damn it. Donald Trump told us who the fuck he was over and over again. I said this yesterday and damn it.
Yeah. Maya Angelou.
When somebody reveals
someone
themselves,
tells you who they are, believe them. Yeah.
Believe him. He wasn't kidding. Did we think he was joking?
Oh, over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
This is great news. Especially given what we're talking about.
Okay.
Picture of Bill Gates.
Yeah.
And it says Gates to be world's first trillionaire.
Dang. Really? Well, fuck him. How the fuck can you get that rich?
Bill Gates is set to become the world's first trillionaire within 25 years, despite his, quote, commendable efforts to try and share it around.
Hello.
A report by Oxfam.
Yes.
Looking into poverty inequality.
Oh, okay.
They said his fortune has risen 50%, equivalent of about $25 billion, since he stepped down from working full-time at Microsoft in 2006.
Okay, okay. He doesn't work there anymore, so if I've got anything to complain about, I was just about to...
You invoke his name frequently.
Yeah, Bill Gates. Excel. There's so many things about Excel. I know.
I don't think he has a lot to do with it anymore.
I just don't know why. Okay.
The report states that if billionaires like Gates continue to secure these kind of returns, quote, we could see the world's first trillionaire in 25 years.
Dang. So we haven't had a trillionaire in 25 years. Who's the previous one?
No, we've never. No, within 25 years, he will be the first trillionaire.
Well,
because he's the biggest right now. But who's to say somebody doesn't launch past him? Possibly, I don't know, somebody Putin-esque.
Yeah, yeah.
If he's going to get that Rosneft or whatever the fuck that Russian oil deal with Exxon done.
Yeah, yeah.
And allegedly, we talked about that a couple days ago, that coincidence that in that dossier memo thing, one of the things was that allegedly... the Russians offered Trump's toady to Trump, you know,
right.
I mean, messenger, basically, that in exchange for dropping the sanctions to Russia,
yes,
they would give him a 19% interest in their Russian oil company, in the state-run oil company.
So he gets 19%?
Well... That's fake news, Ryan. That's all lies. But then, coincidentally, recently,
yes,
it was uncovered that 19.5% of Rosneft, or whatever the fuck the name is, Rosneft,
oh yeah,
got sold to some giant company, and parts of which,
yes,
people can't figure out who really owns it because
okay.
It's tied to shadow corporations in the Cayman fucking Islands, and it can't be traced. Woohoo!
Damn, man. Why can't we just go down
those
there?
Caymans. Whoever that banker in the Cayman Islands that had that idea that said, fuck it, let's have no ethics here.
Right.
And let gazillionaires hide
profitable,
their money
right?
here. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why can't... Okay, I know there's some laws that say we can't go down to the Cayman
Islands.
They're a
sovereign nation.
Since when do we give a fuck about that? Why can't we send a fleet of...
You have a point.
Who gives a shit? A couple of destroyers down there say, hey... You don't want to tell us who has all that money? You don't want to tell us who's behind that? That's fine. We're going to fucking we're going to barricade your country and we're going to...
I think they would frown upon that.
Oh, fuck them.
That's pretty Trumpian.
I know. But we're dealing with Trump. Yeah. How are we going to fight these people when we have to have the moral high ground and all that shit? And how are we going to not sink to their level?
It's like the new Switzerland, right? Like the Swiss banks where it's just a number. You know, there's no name attached to it at all. It's just a number.
But can we cite, like, national security reasons? Like, maybe, perhaps, we're in the midst of a huge coup, and we're trying to...
You and your pesky laws.
Oh, yes.
No, it's far more important to grab the black kid who's got a joint.
Oh, God.
And throw him in jail.
Is that story
far more important?
Is it story true that that 5-year-old was handcuffed in the airport?
Oh, I don't know.
Kid?
I saw. God. I've seen people commenting about that. I don't know. I know people were handcuffed. Whether they handcuffed the 5-year-old or not, I don't know about that. I know a lot of liberals have used that. Have been screaming that, but I don't know if that's hyperbole.
But I saw Sean Spicer talking about that. It said he was a threat, but it could be, you know, bullshit.
Well, no, Spicer, they did ask Spicer about the 5-year-old that was detained.
Right.
And he said something to the effect of, well, you can't discriminate by age because you never know.
It's a child. Because you never know. It's a child,
You got to scare the ninnies. We're into such hating anything brown, no matter what age.
Oh, yes. Why are the GOP such fucking pussies? You're scared to let children, Syrian children, come over here because you're afraid they might be terrorists.
Yes.
God, grow a dick.
And take our jobs.
God damn, you're all armed to the fucking teeth.
Spill their seed inside of our white women.
Oh, yes. I've got a sleeper cell in my womb.
You know that's a big part of it.
What? Oh, the Syrians are going to come over here and take all the white women?
Fucking they're pristine white women. They want to be able to backhand them and
yeah. Well, the white women don't want to fuck you. I'm so
pregnant,
sorry. Right.
Barefoot and pregnant in the house. There's a report over here at the Drudge Report also.
Oh, yes.
From Us Magazine, so take that as you will. It's a little tabloid-esque, isn't it? Maybe a little bit?
Very much so.
But they have a report now that they're not sure that Melania is going to move into the White House.
Well, okay.
You know, if you look at, there's a lot of people, alleged body language experts and things like that, looking at the inaugural, looking at that dance. Did you see that inaugural dance?
No.
There's a meme or a GIF file or a movie file out there that compares Barack Hussein Obama dancing his first presidential dance at the first ball with our former FLOTUS. Michelle Obama.
They were just here, man. They were just in charge.
And then they flash to cuts of Donald J. Trump dancing with Melania for his official first dance. And you could tell that Barack and Michelle are like each other.
Yeah.
At the very least. They like each other. Donald and Melania, it really looked like, like I said, what I was going to. It really looked like she is somebody's niece.
Right.
Who is forced to dance with her creepy old uncle.
Well, why didn't Trump just dance with Ivanka?
Not looking at each other's faces.
Right.
She was looked like she was forcing a smile, but who knows? She's probably got enough Botox in there to paralyze an elephant.
She didn't know from smiling.
But then Trump hardly knew she was there. He's looking around. He's waving. He's waving to the audience. He's waving to people in the wings. He's pointing. Thumbs up.
But listen, what do you want him to do? Get excited because he's dancing with his wife for fun? This guy's like, he likes to pay hookers and have them pee on each other.
Yeah, maybe she should have been urinating on him.
Yes.
At the same time, catches attention.
Absolutely.
So they're saying that though Donald announced and his wife that she would be moving to D.C. once their son, Barron, finished up his fancy schmancy school for the year. they're claiming over here at Us Magazine that a family insider reveals that may not happen. Quote, they will reevaluate towards the end of the school year if they will keep this arrangement or if Melania and Barron will move to Washington. Says so, they could go either way. They will ultimately do what's best for Barron. Bullshit.
Bullshit, dude.
They will do
what's best for Donald.
She can't stand him.
Oh, fuck.
There's that possibility, let's say.
I mean, think about this. You're fucking FLOTUS. She's FLOTUS, and she doesn't want to live in the White House.
Look at
It's amazing, man.
I mean, look at when he got out of that car.
Yeah.
I don't think you can play that tape enough.
Right.
It just really shows what a dick wrinkle he is. I mean,
they're moving to the White House. You would think, I don't know what that's like. You would think, oh boy, I'm kind of excited. I'm looking forward to living in a fucking White House. I'm going to be part of history. But he's such a cock.
He steps out. First of all, he's on the side. She should have been on the side.
Right.
Of the stairs. So she didn't have to walk around that giant SUV. And she should have gotten out. And then he right. should have walked around and then let her up. But no, he gets out first and books up the stairs to go say hi to Barack and Michelle. And then and there is Melania crawling out of the side of the other side of the SUV with her gift, her Tiffany box. Tiffany's box.
Oh, yes.
Nothing to do with Trump's daughter.
Right.
I don't know what her box is like.
I don't know.
But then he doesn't even look back.
No, he didn't give a fuck.
She finally makes her way up the stairs.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't give a shit.
And then when they turn to go into the White House for the first time, he goes first and just leaves her there. And then there's that picture of Michelle and Barack Obama, both of them putting their hands on her back and saying, here, go, no, after you.
Two
people looking after poor Melania.
He wanted his moment. That's what the fuck he was thinking about.
Yeah.
He's like, I got to get up there. That's going to be a great, you know, it's going to be a great photo op.
She's an object to him.
Yeah.
Allegedly. In some people's opinions.
Jesus.
I don't want to get sued. They're pretty litigious, you know.
Who's they? The Trumps?
Yeah.
Sure.
She's suing the fuck out of some blogger that wrote that she was a call girl. She was a high-priced call girl when she moved here.
Jesus. I mean, why can't you just ignore that and say, hey, well, you know, I don't know. It's a blogger. Who gives a fuck? I'm FLOTUS. Well, I don't care.
That's what Trump wants to fuck with the libel laws, right? Yeah. He really wants to go after the media and not let them say anything bad about himself.
That, I mean, yeah.
Creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
Other things going on in the world.
I mean, all of this sort of seems, I mean, I know that's a big deal, changing the libel laws, but when you see Flynn sort of threatening Iran, and then you see Bannon, I mean, do they want to go to war with China and Iran?
China?
Do we want to go to war with China?
Well, it looks like Iran. Did you see today what Flynn did?
Yeah, he put him on notice.
Flynn put out a statement that Iran's on notice.
Great.
I mean, on some level, it's ridiculous, isn't it? Do you ever remember anything like this where somebody put out a strongly worded memo to an enemy?
You guys are on notice, okay? Well, you know, it is similar to when W called Iran, North Korea, and... what's the other country? The Axis of Evil. Remember the three countries that were the Axis of Evil?
North Korea, Iran, and Iraq.
Right. I mean, that's similar, isn't it? Kind of. I think that's it.
Am I right?
I don't know.
So Flynn, the White House National Security Advisor, put out a strongly worded letter.
Listen, guys. Enough of this shit.
Where... As of today, we are officially putting Iran on notice. It's...
God.
That might be him. Is this today? This might be him today.
Is that Flynn? Chattering on about fucking Iran?
Here's crazy Lieutenant General Michael Flynn.
Right.
Iran continues to threaten U.S. friends and allies in the region. The Obama administration failed to respond adequately to Tehran's malign actions, including weapons transfers, support for terrorism, and other violations of international norms. The Trump administration condemns such actions by Iran that undermine security, prosperity, and stability throughout and beyond the Middle East, and which places American lives at risk. President Trump has severely criticized the various agreements reached between Iran and the Obama administration, as well as the United Nations, as being weak and ineffective. Instead of being thankful to the United States in these agreements, Iran is now feeling emboldened. As of today, we are officially putting Iran on notice.
Instead of being thankful, Iran they should be licking our boots. Those fucking Iranians. Instead of being grateful.
God, I mean, how does that help? That's so weird to me. I mean, how does that help our
it doesn't.
Our relationship with them? Didn't we just have this agreement that Obama, the Iran agreement, is that gone? Is that history?
I think it might eventually be. I think they're going to, what's going to keep them from saying, fuck you? If you want, okay, we'll rip up the agreement. We're going to start building nukes again, you dick.
Great. Well, it kind of seems like, I mean, what Flynn
Let's not forget, Iran is buddies with Putin.
Right.
On some level. So there's that complication.
How is that a complication? That would seem like that would actually help Schindler's relationship with Iran, wouldn't it? I mean, if he has a good relationship with Russia and then
that's
Iran
where
and they get along, I mean, are we part of the axis of evil now? Jesus Christ.
He's got Steve Bannon.
Right.
Who said, allegedly, that he didn't want his kids to go to school with Jews.
God.
Yet he says, who's friendlier to Israel than me?
Right. So if we go to war with Iran, is Russia going to go to war against us?
I don't know.
Is China going to go to war?
And then, complicated also is, I forget what the, God, it's a weird town in Ukraine. Well, there's shenanigans going on. The fucking Russians, even though, we're not Russians. They're these guys that are wearing blank army uniforms, basically.
Okay.
They take a Sharpie and put an X over their Russian insignia.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not Russian. And they are like bombing the shit out of some town in eastern Ukraine to try to take it over.
So they have to be Russian.
They're separatists, Ukrainian separatists, which are Russians. And they had recent satellite footage of fucking like tanks and shit going toward from Russia. Going towards that border and shit.
Right.
So
I don't know
if, I mean, there you go. Uncle Nipples might want to creep a little farther.
What is Bannon want to destroy?
What's Trump going to do? Okay.
I just don't understand. Like, what does Bannon want to do? Is he like, is he an ideologue? Is he this guy that is truly a Nazi and a white supremacist and he's a racist? Does he want to rid our country of brown people, of Jewish people, or? Does he really feel like the American white guy is under attack?
Yeah, sure. I would bet.
I just don't get it. Because it seems like if you're a good leader and a just leader, your goal is ultimately peace.
Right.
Right? You want to do things that lend stability to your country and to the planet. I mean, especially if you're, you know, America, the greatest superpower, supposedly. You want to make the planet more stable. But nothing he's doing is making it stable. But I also don't see, like, what he gets out of it. I mean, what's your ultimate end game?
Trump.
To be part of the worst fucking regime ever?
Or Bannon, you're talking about.
Yeah, Bannon. Like, what does he want? What does he get out of all this shit?
I don't know. I mean, let's not forget that Hitler was chancellor. He wasn't the uber pooba of Germany.
Right.
He was a second in command or third in command for a while until the shit hit the fan. Then he took all the power. I mean, who knows what Bannon's got cooked up.
But what did Hitler want? Hitler was, he had syphilis and was nuts and his brain was rotting.
Was he?
Yeah, I mean, supposedly, right? I mean, because you would say, like, what the fuck did Hitler want? I mean, unless he was literally crazy and he thought the world would be better without Jewish people.
I think he did, yeah.
Hmm.
I think that was the final solution, right?
Yeah.
That the Jews were the problem. Global banking, let's call it what they call it
so
now.
So he really believed that if the Jews were off the planet, the world would be better.
Yeah. There wasn't any huge, I mean, other than the usual anti-Semitism,
right.
I mean, they stoked it. Like here, who knew from Muslims? And even after 9/11,
yeah,
it wasn't that crazy. anti-Muslim. It was, kind of. But not like now.
Right.
When we've had very little happen here. I mean, there have been some attacks.
Yeah.
But goddamn, I mean, nothing obviously 9/11 level or, right. or I mean, that horrible attack at the gay nightclub.
Yeah.
But I you know what I mean?
It just
I
makes it impossible to figure out, like, how are the libs going to fight Bannon? Because you don't know what he wants.
Right.
And what does he want? He doesn't want anything
destruction.
But chaos.
Yeah, so, like, he wants destruction.
Yeah.
You just need to keep calling them out on their lies and
right.
keep calling them out on their shit and keep protesting.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got to come for the internet.
Absolutely.
At some point, they've got to try to come for the internet, because right now, I mean, that's what I you worry about, is that they're going to try to, you know, in the fascist state and authoritarian state, they start going after freedom to assemble.
Yes.
And freedom of speech. And
how the fuck are we going to do that?
And that's where you don't. You keep the peaceful protests going and put more people on the streets and more people on the streets.
Right.
If they get violent, then there's going to be footage of the government attacking peaceful protesters.
Yeah. We have to be.
And that'll bring more people out, hopefully.
Ungovernable.
I mean, hopefully it doesn't get to that point.
Right.
But that's what the whole protest thing's about.
Yeah.
The Pettus Bridge in Selma.
Right. Like, disruptive, right? You couldn't drive down the bridge, so it shut the city down.
Right. And then
the same thing with the airports, right?
And then the state troopers came in and cracked people like John Lewis in the skull and sick dogs on them and hit him with tear gas, hit him with water cannons and shit.
So if they come for the internet, how are the libs going to be disruptive? How are we going to know where to go?
Well, that's the question.
Yeah.
You have to go back to the old timey.
oh, shit.
But, you know, will they try to make it illegal to organize a protest online?
Sure.
And that could be just sharing.
They'll say that's treason.
Hey, there's a protest Friday. I'm going. Share.
Yeah. And all of a sudden you make a few examples out of people doing that shit, and then people will stop.
They'll be sharing it, right?
They'll be terrified. Right.
And that's what Erdogan's doing in Turkey. He went after Twitter. He shut down Twitter. Pulled the plug on it.
Shit.
Because people were tweeting to each other where to meet, how to protest.
Yeah. And what about that law that, I don't know if we talked about it last week. By the way, for previous episodes of this podcast, go to crabdiving.com. What about that law that was made it legal to run over a protester?
And they're trying that in a bunch of different states now. I think it was North Dakota, wasn't it? It had to do with or South Dakota, or wherever the Dakota Access Line is. Something to do with you can't be charged with anything if you run someone down who's a protester. Accidentally.
Yeah.
Wink, wink, wink.
in South Dakota or North Dakota, that's insane.
And they're trying in other places. I mean, that's one of the things we're supposed to be on the lookout for, is they're going to try to pass these laws restricting protest, restricting free speech.
Shit.
It's going to be a battle.
Damn.
Good signs already, though.
Right.
I mean, with the turnouts for these things.
Oh, yeah.
We just need to keep it up and not get fatigue.
Right.
And maybe if they can get Trump the fuck out of there, Bannon goes with him, and then we just have to worry about regular evil Christo fascism from fucking Pence.
Then we're back.
Then we got to worry about the Christians.
Yeah, but then we know how to deal with the Christians.
Well, yeah,
sort of.
And they don't have mandate by any stretch of the imagination. You can get a lot of people to say, yeah, we need better security on the border.
Right.
But there's not a lot of people in this country that are like, well, we should make Christianity the official state language.
Well,
or the official state religion.
And also, too, haven't we seen reports where less young people are actually religious?
Right, right.
And actually believe in bullshit up in the sky, so, you know. Oh my God.
Unbelievable, right?
Right. Yeah, but sure, I'd rather have that than this guy. This Bannon guy's terrifying. What are you looking at? For those of you listening, and actually, you can only listen. We don't have any secret cameras in here.
Thank God.
At Vile Experience just furrowed the shit out of his eyebrows.
A new headline I just saw. This is over at the Media Matters. MediaMatters.org. Screaming liberals. And it's from one of our favorite to listen to recently.
Okay.
Alex Jones.
Oh, shit. He must love all this crap.
What's this, Dr. Jerome Corsi? So he's talking about the fact that they hired somebody and they're going to be opening a Washington bureau.
Okay.
And the word was that he said, remember, that they're going to get they're going to get one of their loons
White House press corps. It's InfoWars. You got to be kidding me. Talk about fucking fake news.
So here is Alex talking about the reaction to the news that InfoWars might be getting a seat in the White House press corps.
There were more than 20 CNN, ABC News stories, you name it, just last night and this morning about our interview with Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's joined InfoWars, freaking out over the fact that we're going to set up a Washington bureau and saying InfoWars isn't real. You can't have that. You can't do that. Stop them. Don't compete with us. Don't get in the boxing ring with us. Don't get on the field with us. No, no, no. No, no, no. I mean, it reminds me of the 30s and 40s saying, don't let black baseball players on the baseball field. Because that's basically what this is.
Don't let the black baseball players on the baseball field is the same as keeping Alex Jones and his lunatics out of the fucking press corps.
Oh, my fucking God. This is laughable. He's comparing himself to Jackie Robinson.
I'm going
to
be the Jackie Robinson of the alt-right, of True News.
Alex Jones is People's Jackie Robinson. News. Is that what he's
apparently
saying?
Apparently.
Oh, fuck.
On the baseball field. Because that's basically what this is. Prepare to be completely dominated. You know, everybody likes Babe Ruth, okay? And I grew up liking baseball. He was a great baseball player. But it's easy to have unbreakable records when he was only playing against white guys. I mean, it's kind of like...
So, wait a second.
Okay, I think I'm following this.
So, wait a second. So, he's saying that any records that might have been held or are still held...
Yes.
...from before Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball...
Right.
...are probably invalid...
Yes.
...because... They didn't have black guys to compete against.
Well, you know.
Right?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Absolutely. Yeah.
Kind of. That's his angle. But he's also saying that he's the superior black athlete
of our modern press, right?
Of the press, yes.
That's insane.
Holy shit.
God, that's nuts.
You know, everybody likes Babe Ruth, okay? And I grew up liking baseball. He was a great baseball player, but. It's easy to have unbreakable records when he was only playing against white guys.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's kind of like, that's the allegory. Get ready for competition in media.
Allegory.
Okay? And I've got to say it. InfoWars.com is absolutely aggressive, truth-based, and savage when it comes to really taking action and not rolling over. Yeah. And that's what is happening here. I mean, we have
three
or 4 million listeners.
I'm sorry, I can't ignore it. He's saying... Like African-American baseball players, well, he wouldn't use that word, like black baseball players, we, too, are savages. That's what he said. We are savage, like them.
Oh, I didn't even
God damn.
Put that one together.
Maybe, I don't know.
We have really big, giant swinging dicks, too.
It's not that.
I mean, it's kind of like, that's the allegory. Get ready for competition in media, okay? And I've got to say it. InfoWars.com is absolutely aggressive. Truth-based and savage when it comes to really taking action and not rolling over. And that's what is happening here. I mean, we have 3 or 4 million listeners an hour tuning in if you add up all of our different platforms.
And I just would hope that a significant portion are people like us who listen
disgusting.
To it.
Yes.
To laugh.
Right.
I hope. Right.
You know, I just want to point out something that's very obvious here. That it's not the fact that that Babe Ruth wasn't playing against quote unquote black athletes. They just weren't playing against like half of the other professional baseball players that were out there.
Well, and equipment,
in the Negro leagues,
equipment, training,
yes,
everything changed.
Yeah, but he's saying that Babe Ruth held that record for years because they weren't playing against black athletes. That it was the superior black athlete, quote unquote, they weren't playing against.
But there were black people around for a while.
Yeah.
Before Hank Aaron.
But they were in another league. I mean, it was right. Like it was like they weren't playing against half of the other baseball
correct.
Players in the league. And I mean, his point's kind of fucking stupid.
There's a lot in there.
And we're adding new media platforms all the time. We are destroying the globalists thanks to our listeners who aren't just couch potatoes, but who are the coolest, most aggressive, focused activists in the world.
Oh, God. There you go.
They are fat, white couch potatoes, dude. I've listened to your show. And I've heard the fuckers that call in.
Oh, God. His callers are amazing.
They are stupid.
Hey, Alex. I was just listening to you talk about the globalists, and I was watching that television show, and I saw one of them globalists on there.
You know what's funny about him? Alex Jones, all his ideas are old and stupid because all of his callers say the same thing. Nah, Alex, I'm glad you brought that up. I've been thinking that for a while now.
I mean, he had one guy on who went, he had two of his reporters.
His reporters.
Who possess vaginas. And
oh, yeah.
And they're batshit, too.
I mean.
And they were talking about.
They sound like they stepped off the set of Total Request Live.
But this caller went, like, really misogynist. Like,
yes.
Like, well, women shouldn't be leaders.
Right.
Women should be at home pregnant kind of deal.
Yeah, and Alex Jones, a loon.
Like, Alex Jones is like, well, no, I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't say that because you know, we got some women here. And the women on the panel were like, what? I mean, even the conservative women were like, get this guy off. Get this guy off the phone.
Shit.
But it was funny to listen to him try to tap dance that one away. Even though, you know, his base, absolutely, many of them agree with that. Those are those sad little MRA guys, the men's rights advocates, feminists,
stupid
globalism, feminism.
They're fighting globalism.
The globalists, we're fighting globalism.
Bannon's fighting globalism, I guess. I mean, if he calls the globalists the Jews, Bannon doesn't even do that. He just calls them Jewish people. They don't even use the veiled language, right?
Well, yeah,
they kind of do.
They say global banking. Global bankers.
I mean, what are they? I mean, it's like they're trying.
And then you go on social media and the frog accounts will say, hey, what are global bankers? Jews.
Right. They're trying to.
They'll complete the transitive property for you.
They're trying to normalize this anti-Semitism. I mean, they didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump didn't mention Jewish people in his statement about Holocaust Remembrance Day or the White House statement. I mean.
There's other stories coming out that, you know, after Donald Trump said Mexico's going to pay for the wall,
yes.
Mexico said we're not going to pay for the fucking wall,
right?
No, vamos a pagar.
Oui.
And then Donald said, well, no, they're going to pay for it. But then he said, well, first we're going to pay for it.
Right.
And then we're going to figure out a way to make them pay for it.
The taxpayers, we're going to pay for it. And then we're going to get paid
And then
back.
He said we're going to hit them with a 20% border tax without completing that thought, which is, okay, so widget A is coming across the border. You slap it with a 20% tax. Where is that cost going to be passed on to?
Oh.
The American consumer.
Right.
Prices for anything that comes from Mexico will go up because do you think corporation dick wad or wad de penga in Espanol
they're not gonna pay shit
is right they're gonna cut their profits?
Absolutely not.
Oh, you've got us. We'll pay that extra 20%, Mr. Trump. No, they're going to pass it on to the consumer.
Yeah. But we'll have this wall, though. You're discounting that.
Right.
We'll have this wall that's going to protect us.
So we're double fucked. We pay for the wall. They're not paying us back.
Right.
We're paying the extra tax that gets slapped on them. Thank you, Donald.
And the other thing is that no one's really looked into is the environmental impact of a fucking wall all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that story about the what's going to do to animals and shit. And yeah.
We don't know, though. I mean, they don't give a shit about that.
Environmental impact. What are you, some libtard?
Oh, yes. Mm.
So one of the stories now, we didn't get a lot of details of there was allegedly a phone call between Donald Trump and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto after President Peña.
Yes, fuck you.
After he canceled the meeting, he was supposed to, come to the United States.
Yes.
And after this whole, you're paying for the fucking wall thing, he was like, I'm not coming.
Yeah. Who would want to meet with him anyway, Donald Trump? He sounds like a dick.
There was a phone call finally.
Yes.
And now reports are saying that it was described as a threatening call from President Trump.
What?
As a journalist in Mexico, Dolia Estevez.
Yes.
Told the Mexican news outlet Arestegui Noticias.
Nine!
No. that based on sources close to both the Mexican president and Trump administration, quote, it was a very offensive conversation.
Oh, my God.
Where Trump humiliated Peña Nieto.
What?
Trump allegedly told the Mexican president, quote, I don't need the Mexicans.
Oh, my God.
Adding, quote, I don't need Mexico. We're going to build the wall and you all are going to pay for it, like it or not.
Jesus, how is he going to do that? Are we going to invade them or something?
Now, this one, I don't know if this is true. I don't know if any of this is true, but this is a journalist reporting in Mexico.
Motherfucker.
That Trump reportedly threatened to send troops into Mexico to, quote, fight against narco trafficking.
Wait, what? We're going to invade Mexico?
We're going to invade Mexico.
What countries?
Because they won't pay for his stupid fucking wall.
What countries are we not invading?
And they made fun of him.
Oh my God. We're going to attack China, Iran.
He's still really upset.
Mexico.
About those piñatas.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. In his likeness. Get over it. God. We're going to attack Mexico. Okay. Jeez. What an asshole.
That she said Peña was stammering. He didn't know what to say. And that it was, quote, a very offensive conversation. So that's a report now coming out about what allegedly took place on the phone call between Donald Trump. So we have an asshole as a president who's a bully.
Yeah.
Who just bullied one of our friends.
God, that's insane.
Now he said, fuck you, I don't need you.
Well, bullied. I mean, he threatened to...
I don't need the Mexicans. So what's to keep President Enrique Peña Nieto from picking up the phone and calling Vladimir Putin or calling China and saying, well, they're going to be dicks. Let's deal with you. Fuck the United States. We're going to deal with our new friends, the Chinese.
Like, what do you mean? Become trade partners?
Trade
with them?
Partners, everything.
You just cut us out of the equation?
Fuck them, yeah.
But he just got mad, Donald, on the phone.
Well, I mean, he threatened to send troops into Mexico.
Could he do that? Would he be able to do that if he got on the phone?
So. Not without permission.
Fucking going to invade Mexico, man.
I mean, I can't imagine.
How are they a threat to our sovereignty, Mexico? Come on. I mean, come on. Oh, my God.
It's so batshit.
World War III right here. What about Canada? Why don't we go get Canada while we're at it?
Yeah, I'm sure. They've got a real liberal running the place up there.
Yeah, jealous. We're jealous.
And they're looking into you know, did you see the Canadian Parliament was meeting to see how many more refugees they might be able to take to help the overflow from their asshole neighbors to the south who just closed their doors?
Right. Because they have
sympathy. Can we help more?
Right.
Justin Trudeau showed up at the airport when one of the first of their refugee families...
To welcome them.
Yes.
Because they have a common enemy. It's ISIS. I mean, what? There is not a better way to win the hearts and minds of the people in the Middle East than to take them in when they're fleeing a common enemy. Rather than saying, oh, listen, we don't know... Didn't Trump sort of suggest that maybe the Syrian refugees had diseases and shit? No, that was Alex Jones. Whatever.
Yeah, Alex, I forget. Jones, yeah, somebody. There were other right wing nut jobs though that talked about them like they're disease ridden. Also,
it's such an opportunity. I mean, we should be taking these people in, showing them empathy. Blah blah blah. God, empathy. Muslim ban, man.
You have to understand the concept of empathy before you could try to show it.
And what kind of nuggets on the phone?
They just don't get it.
How can you have a conversation that escalates into, I'm sending troops. You pay for the wall. That's hustling. That's what a bad guy on The Sopranos. Yeah. That's what they do. They go down to some storefront. They say, hey, listen.
That's Bannon.
Give me an envelope full of cash or I'm going to fuck you up.
We got the biggest dick on the block.
Why not
use it? Let's be assholes.
Or we have the biggest dick on the block. Why don't we make the world a better place?
Well, they want to make the world a better place.
For white people.
For rich white guys.
Oh, yes.
And the occasional white woman.
Right.
If she knows her place. Right?
God. Absolutely. Yeah, fucking God.
And Roger Stone went on RT, by the way.
Oh, yes. Is he feeling better?
Defended Russia from allegations of election interference. So
why?
He was on RT. RT on Russia Today, defending Russia from the allegations of election interference.
Roger, why do
Where
you think...
Where are their allegiances?
Why do you think Russia needs your help? Why does he have to stick up for Russia? Oh, that's right. He's got shenanigans going on with the Russians,
correct?
Because
he's one of the ones who might be being actually investigated by...
Yes.
Well, who knows how long that'll last until...
Oh, fuck.
Trump's tentacles, or Bannon's tentacles, reach... And try to snuff out those investigations.
Well, Jeff Sessions isn't going to investigate Roger Stone. Fuck no, they're buddies.
Oh, no, I'm sure Jeff Sessions is going to be totally ethical.
We got a guy from Alabama. Beauregard. Oh, my God.
Oh, God, I'm just looking at all these headlines. They're just all these white people on Fox are so horrible. They're all horrible.
By the way, I just real quick, I think it was in Oklahoma. There's a story. A substitute teacher was charged with indecent exposure and some other shit after no one knows why she did it. She decided to turn a cartwheel while wearing a skirt with no undergarments.
Forgot to have undergarments on.
That's kind of a fun story, isn't it?
Indecent exposure, though. I mean,
what the fuck was she doing?
I guess one would have to decide what her motivations were. If she just forgot she was commando.
I mean, I don't know what it's like to wear a skirt on the regs, but I would think that if you were going to turn a cartwheel in the back of your mind, be like, oh, God, I didn't wear any underwear. Maybe. And I'm why are you? Why is a substitute teacher doing a cartwheel
in
front of her kids anyway? Very odd.
Maybe it was a sex education class. Here's a quick live demonstration.
Oklahoma. That's where that took place.
Oklahoma.
Right.
Don't forget, if you're going to buy shit, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, we do this every goddamn day, everybody, from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast. You can help us out by buying shit through our Amazon portal. Go to Amazon.com and all the great deals there. Buy your shit. But if you go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, then use that link to go to Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything.
Yes.
But it helps us out at Screaming Liberal Media here.
By the way, Celeste, shout out to Embrace Madness on Twitter. if we can't use the internet, we use ham radios.
Oh, true.
Shit. Where do you get one?
I don't know. I had
go
a CB.
Go to Amazon. Buy one.
I had a CB back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Breaker, breaker. What was your call sign?
I don't remember. I do remember our FCC license number, though.
Oh, really?
KAFL6707.
That's
for
your
some
CB?
Reason. I do remember that.
Oh, okay.
Very strange.
God, we could broadcast on
I can't
AM
remember
radio.
Where I left my keys, but I remember the fucking call sign from right. 100,000 years ago on our from our CB
oh, yeah,
license
yeah.
that we had. Because my dad was, you know, all Mr. Protocol.
Wait,
I'm sure we could have had a CB without going and getting an official license and all that, but my dad was, you know.
Right.
Got to follow the law most of the time.
Hey, it was the south side of Chicago. Everybody was having fun. It was a different time.
Right. It's Black History Month, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right, Pat.
Donald Trump commemorating
Frederick Douglass
commemorating the God, what did Spicer said something recently about Frederick Douglass. It's just popping up here, but yeah, it's the shortest month, of course, of the year. And let's see how much the Republicans want to get rid of it now.
Oh, yeah.
Do we really need this?
Yeah. We got to change this.
They already tried to get rid of the Jews in the Holocaust.
Oh, sure. But damn, it's already the shortest month of the year.
What about all the gays? What about all the gypsies that got right. killed in the Holocaust? Don't forget yes. them.
Don't forget them. Texas, we've got the governor there who's cut off funding for Travis County now.
Okay.
Over their new sanctuary policy. You know, some of these counties, some of these
cities.
Oh, they're
losing their money.
This is what we're going to find is that you're going to have metropolitan areas. We're going to say, fuck you. We're going to be a sanctuary city too.
Right.
And then in these states that are controlled by fucking Republicans, the local control only, we hate big government Republicans are going to say, you can't pass laws like that. And sure enough, Greg Abbott followed through on his threat to cut off state funding for Travis County.
Does he do anything good? Isn't he the guy that said, hey, Jade Helm 15, we don't know. Or was that Rick Perry?
Yeah. No, it was him.
Okay.
We'll look into it.
We'll look into it.
We'll look into whether the president is secretly planning to, for some reason, send the military into Texas.
To occupy it.
To occupy it and take over.
But it's a state.
It's kind of ours already.
It's already occupied.
Stupid.
The sheriff there in Travis County, Sally Hernandez, recently announced that her department would be reducing its cooperation with federal immigration authorities when they request an inmate be flagged for possible deportation. And now Abbott has yanked this funding, about $1.5 million the county was due to receive from the Criminal Justice Division of the governor's office. What about those taxpayers?
Yeah.
The taxpayers who elected.
Yes. That sheriff.
Sheriff. Now you're punishing the county.
Because the taxpayer is doing something, the sheriff is doing something that they think is serving their constituents. She's not going to go round up these people because it's hateful.
Abbott named in his State of the State speech, Abbott named banning so-called sanctuary cities as one of his four emergency items.
No, fuck you.
The Democrats in the state are trying to push back, but Governor Abbott says he's holding firm, says his number one concern is public safety, Ryan.
No, yes.
We're going to round up those evil illegals.
Right.
Public safety.
They're rapists. Yeah, what a great use of your resources. You know, you're going to go in and all of a sudden, I mean, how are these people supposed to police these areas if the community thinks the cops are coming in there rounding up people to ship them back to Guatemala or where the fuck they're not from.
Don't want to be involved.
Of course
they
not.
They don't want to do that because of that exact reason.
And how messy is that? How the fuck are they going to do it? It's an impossible job.
So apparently the evil tyrant Abbott of over there in Texas is trying to find even more ways to fuck Travis County because of this sheriff who isn't licking his ballsack.
Yeah. Lick a little harder. Damn.
God, I hope Texas goes purple soon, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Although they're trying their hardest. They're going to gerrymander the fuck out of that.
Hey.
And gee, do you think the Justice Department now is going to be looking into those complaints?
Oh, fuck no. God, no.
Gerrymandering?
We got Jeff Sessions, Mr. Beauregard. Ain't going to do shit.
Let's think about that for a while.
God.
Oh,
wait, were we going to play those comments from Black History Month that Schittler made? Were we in the middle of that story?
I could. I was
going to.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he was it on, where did he say that?
I think it was at the White House, wasn't he?
Oh, God, I'm just looking at his most recent tweets.
Oh, yeah?
Everybody is arguing about whether or not it is a ban. Call it what you want. It's about keeping bad people with bad intentions out of country.
With bad intentions. How the fuck are you supposed to know that?
Oh, my God. Last night, getting ready to deliver, Caps, a very important decision. 8 p.m. Did you hear him after he announced it?
Yes.
And then the crowd is clapping.
Right.
First of all, every time there's any applause, he always says thank you, which drives me fucking crazy. He might even say, what a great country we live in. Oh, thank you. Thank
he sounds
you.
Like
it's not for you. It's for the country.
He sounds like he's the Rolling Stones thank at
you.
A concert.
Oh, thank you.
He's a performer. He's not a public servant.
But then while everybody was applauding, he leaned into the microphone and said, hey, was that a surprise or what?
Oh, my God.
Was it a surprise, huh?
Is he Bob Hope?
It's like, do I put on a good show or what?
Yeah, he's Milton Berle.
You want Russian hookers peeing on each
right.
other? Talk about golden arches.
Whatever you want.
Then he also, when he announced, you know, Gorsuch, then afterwards he said, hope you like my nomination of Judge Neil O'Neill.
Oh, yeah.
Neil Gorsuch for the right. United States Supreme Court.
Yay.
He's a good and brilliant man, respected by all. Mr. Gorsuch apparently thinks that businesses are people and
okay.
should be able to enforce their religious beliefs upon people who work for them.
What about Citizens United? Is he going to get rid of that? Okay. That, you remember way back when, that's what Bernie was talking about. And then Hillary talked about it when the Democrats got their platform. Remember when they made that part of their platform in the DNC, the convention? Yep. They said they're going to get rid of Citizens United.
Yes.
That's like science fiction right now, isn't it? How sad.
They're saying over at the Daily News, New York Daily News, that Trump kicked off Black History Month. Oh my God. Did you see who was sitting next to him?
No, I didn't.
Who was flanking him for this?
Who?
when he made these Frederick Douglass comments, it's like, look at my black friends on the right. Omarosa.
Oh, shut the fuck
on
up.
On his left. Ben fucking Carson.
Oh, my God. Somebody woke Ben up.
Look at me. I got my black friends.
Omarosa?
And this one has a pussy. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you
almost,
while you
I was
drinking
a glass of water. You almost made me a spit take. Oh, God. Omarosa is a reality television star. She's not even an actor. Ugh.
Frederick Douglass. Donald Trump said, quote, Frederick Douglass is an example of somebody who's done an amazing job.
Amazing. He's done an amazing job, guys.
He's done a great job. His last four reviews were stellar.
Oh, God, yes.
Frederick Douglass is an example of somebody
right.
who's done an amazing job and been recognized more and more, I notice.
Oh, he's got a tremendous Yelp review.
He doesn't know. He has no idea who Frederick Douglass is. No idea.
He didn't know anything.
I'm glad. You know, he did a great job, and I'm glad he's getting noticed more and more.
Right, right. It's just so douchey.
They say the rest of the speech at one point meandered into a conversation about the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. He got pissed again.
saying fake media said he took it out, but it's my favorite thing ever. I rub my balls up against his forehead every morning.
You watch like Obama give a speech and stuff, and you look at a guy and you're like, well, shit, man, that guy is a great speaker. And it sort of makes sense that you would have to be a great speaker to be president. That's definitely part of the game of being a politician or whatever. But like,
we're good. A decent speaker, at least, I would hope.
Do you think anybody ever had to tell Obama before he said something about Black History Month, don't make it about yourself? Of course, he was our first Black president.
I could understand him making it about himself a little bit more.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually. But Schindler, he made it about him.
Yes.
How did he do that? It's amazing. This whole thing about CNN and fake news.
That's what he does. Narcissistic personality disorder. Everything's about him.
He made some comment about some journalist on CNN. He's done great work, but then again, I don't watch CNN because it's fake news.
Legendary comedian George Wallace, an African-American gentleman himself, tweeted, Frederick Douglass has done an amazing job, but liberal news media doesn't report on what he's doing. Sad.
Why aren't we following the fucking recent news of Frederick Douglass? I mean,
the hashtag Trump on Black History apparently was being used by a bunch of people. Malcolm X was great. Good man. Love that movie based on his life. American History X. Huge film.
No, hold on a second.
That's the wrong film.
Okay, but
people making fun of Donald Trump. Yeah.
Trump didn't actually say that.
No,
that's a
these
joke.
Are people making. This is hashtag Trump on Black History.
Okay, because it was like what you're saying I could see him saying that.
Rosa Parks, I like all parks.
That's funny.
I build the best parks.
Right.
Jackie Robinson made a big impact on becoming the first African American to play in the Negro Leagues.
Oh my God.
George Washington. Oh, we get a pun. George Washington Carver did a terrific job on Mount Rushmore. Were the guys who carved the other three also black?
Oh my God.
Get it?
Yeah.
George Washington Carver. Wow, that's
shit.
Patton Oswalt said, Harriet Tubman, with that underground railroad, I would have run it above ground. It would have been amazing.
That's great. Yeah, why did you do it underground?
Donald Trump sitting around talking about black people.
Oh, God.
With Omarosa, flanked by Omarosa.
Omarosa, man.
And Ben fucking Carson.
Omarosa has said some shitty things, too,
she
right?
She said they have a hit list, right? Yeah. Or an enemies list.
Why isn't that leaked? Can we see what that is?
Enemies list.
Who has that? Mm-hmm. There's a president in a Democratic Republic. Do they fucking have that? A hit list?
Well,
somewhere for the black vans to go to.
Also out on our social medias, facebook.com/crabdiving and Twitter.
Yes, at crabdiving.
Reuters,
right.
News agency, is... basically calling out the Donald Trump regime by comparing it to authoritarian governments like Egypt, Yemen, and China. China. Reuters editor-in-chief Steve Adler wrote in a message to staff, so this is a memo, it's not every day the U.S. president calls journalists, quote, among the most dishonest human beings on earth, or that his chief strategist dubs the media, quote, the opposition party.
Damn.
That would be Steve Bannon.
Right.
It's hardly surprising that the air is thick with questions and theories about how to cover the new administration. He went on to cite the Reuters work in, quote, Turkey, the Philippines, Egypt, Iraq, Yemen, Thailand, China, Zimbabwe, and Russia as an example of how to report on the Trump administration.
Oh, my God.
Turkey, Philippines, Egypt, Iraq, Yemen. This is how we're going to have to start reporting on the Trump
administration.
God.
Like we report in those back-ass country. Well,
and they, and he started,
back-ass country.
Right, well, but he started, he started it during the election, you know? He put those reporters in the pen at those rallies, and he pointed at them and said they're lying, they're evil, all this other shit. Then we saw this, the footage of those Trumpalos. They'd go up to the media pen, and they'd spit on them, right? And they'd yell at them.
Yeah, point at them. You! He still does it. He points at them. You guys, are you so... Now, well, now they've... I mean, this is a reason to watch CNN now, but allegedly they're not going to send any of their toadies over to CNN anymore. Like Kellyanne Conway. You're not going to have Kellyanne Conway to kick around anymore.
Well, there's the idea that what value is there in putting on...
Well, and they still have
sympathizers
there.
Right, right.
At CNN. It's not like they don't have paid toadies that are arguing for the Trump regime. They're just saying, you're fake news. We're not gonna send our people over because you won't advance our agenda.
Yeah. Well, creepy. Also... I mean, I see the argument on the internet out there that says, well, what is the point in going to these news conferences? What's the point in asking Sean Spicer questions or Kellyanne Conway? They're just going to fucking lie anyway.
They're entertaining as hell.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you there.
Watching Sean Spicer try to fucking tap dance his...
I mean, what a dirtbag, right?
Little doughy white way. Yeah. So Reuters, the editor-in-chief of Reuters in this memo went on to say that reporters could use experience learned, quote, in nations where we sometimes encounter some combination of censorship, legal prosecution, visa denials, and even physical threats to our journalists.
Oh, shit.
So he's like, keep all that stuff, you know, talk to the people who've had experience with that. Keep that in mind.
Talk to Richard Engel.
Yeah.
I mean, no shit.
Well, he was fucking kidnapped.
He's going to be like, I'm going back to Bosnia or, you know, the Middle East.
He said that reporters should give up on handouts, worry less about official access. They were never all that valuable anyway. Our coverage of Iran has been outstanding. We have virtually no official access. What we have are sources. Get out into the country, learn more about how people live, what they think, what helps and hurts them, how the government and its actions appear to them, not to us.
Right. So stop going to these press conferences.
Said never be intimidated by the administration. Yeah, if they say, you're out, we don't like you. I don't like the way you covered that. You're fake news, you're out.
Fuck you.
Breitbart's getting your chair. InfoWars is getting your chair.
Oh my God, Alex Jones. I mean, you listen to the BBC, man. You hear how those... I mean, those reporters do not treat their subjects.
Oh, they don't fuck around. Yeah.
Like they're God.
Yeah.
They don't take shit when they're, you know, they get a bullshit answer. You're not answering the question, are you?
The letter encouraged reporters to never be intimidated by the administration. Quote, don't vent publicly about what might be understandable day-to-day frustration. In countless other countries, we keep our own counsel so we can do our reporting without being suspected of personal animus. So don't tweet out, oh my God, this administration sucks yak balls.
Right. Because
they won't tell us or something. Like, keep it between yourselves. Otherwise, you'll be accused of personal bias.
Right.
Just report the facts, ma'am. Don't take too dark a view of the reporting environment, he said. It's an opportunity for us to practice the skill we've learned in much tougher places around the world.
Oh, shit.
And lead by example. So he's like, you know, we've had worse, but keep an eye on the experience of those who have physical threats to journalists, censorship, legal prosecution, visa denials. Keep that in mind, because, you know, that just might be something to have in your toolbox. Sure. Holy shit.
Damn, it's a different world, isn't it?
In not even 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We're not even Friday will be 2 weeks. It's Wednesday. And it's already it's just a cauldron.
Absolutely.
It's of contitude. Up. Yeah. It's unbelievable, the damage already. We were talking about the Supreme Court.
SCOTUS.
Nomination.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
Not good news for those of us in the secular world.
Oh, yeah. Is he way into God and all that shit?
Appears to be.
Oh, wonderful.
He cited his faith last night.
Hey, man.
Something that's really important to him.
Does he like to speak in tongues and things of that nature?
Well, somebody who's downright gleeful.
Oh, okay. Oh, it could be anybody. Is this Jim fucking Baker?
Well, we're hoping that this will be enough.
Yes.
To shut the fucking evangelicals up.
Right.
This is, here you go. Here's your SCOTUS.
Here's your big scary bone.
Here's your scary right-wing nut job Christo-fascist on the
Boo.
Supreme Court.
Oh, I love it.
Now shut up.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
It's not enough. It's never enough for these loons.
Because I really still don't believe that Trump remotely believes any of it. He was just using the evangelicals for their votes, for their old saggy, white, droopy votes.
Yeah.
And that he couldn't give fuck all.
Now, what does he care?
The evangelicals, right.
He'll just keep throwing them bones.
But will he? Or will he be done and just say, fuck it? But then he's going to need them for the next election.
Yeah.
Well, here, expressing his opinion, gleeful, I might say.
Yes.
From the 700 Club.
Oh, God.
We haven't heard from him in a while.
I know.
This old Skeksis.
He must be so happy.
The 174,000-year-old man.
Ugh.
Pat Robertson, staying alive on hate.
Does he have more money than Trump, you think?
No.
Okay.
Woo, no. I wouldn't think so.
Right.
But, you know, not far.
It's been amazing how people have changed the Constitution, but you get a guy like Scalia and people applaud him because he was a strict construction. He said, this is what the law said. Let's find out what the framers intended and read the language that is written. That's nice. The others say, well, you know, we can't do that. It's a living document. So, but that was Hillary Clinton. If she had gotten in, she would definitely have put in judges.
Oh, man.
But it's an amazing thing.
It's the most important decision of president.
That's not Terry. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Wendy Griffith, co-host right. of the 700 Club. So this is not Terry Musin.
No.
Absolutely. But the fact is, we've had cases that have driven us all nuts. The so-called Lemon case, which was, you know, Scalia said he was like a ghoul that needed to come out and drive a stake through his heart. But, you know, all these religious liberty cases have been absolutely outrageous, and they have restricted freedom of religion.
No, it's bullshit.
God,
the Little
damn.
Sisters of the fucking poor case that Gorsuch voted with the Little Sisters is such bullshit. It was a continuation of the Hobby Lobby case,
okay,
kind of. Hobby Lobby said, we as a business don't want to have to pay for insurance
right.
that might contain birth control and or baby killing. Therefore, we don't have to provide it.
Right.
With Obamacare. Obamacare argued, I mean, the government argued, yes, you do. Shut up.
Right.
Just pay for it. We know how that went.
Yes.
And poorly. The Supreme Court chose poorly.
Right.
And then, but the Little Sisters of the Poor took it even farther. So then they said, well, okay, you can opt out. You fill out this form as a business. You can opt out of that part of the Obamacare mandate or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay? You fill
right.
out this form.
Fine. Then
you opt out. The Little Sisters of the cunting poor. I mean, we love the poor, but
sure.
these little sisters are the cunty. Sued saying, we shouldn't even have to fill out any kind of form. By filling out the form, we're being complicit.
But you're opting out of it.
You can't
God.
Explain that to me.
Damn,
you can't
that is
explain
insane.
That to me. That's how asshole-ish and how fucking entitled religion
is
or think
never
they are.
Enough.
How you're making us fill out a form that says we don't have to do it. Oh, blah, 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 blah.
Jesus Christ.
That
man.
Helps kill babies.
But I mean, you're opting out of it.
Yeah, I know. It makes
that,
no sense.
It's so frustrating because that's a concession. That's compromising.
Yeah.
That to me says, well, you just can't work with those people.
Oh, right. It's their
it's
way
impossible.
Of the highway. Yeah, yeah.
Fuck it.
And now they're emboldened.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
even though Trump came out and made a big deal out of showing that he said, I'm not going to do anything about the Obama
executive action that extended LGBTQ protections to the federal contractors. I'm going to leave that. Look how much I love the gay.
Oh, geez.
He's saying. But then there's reports coming out that they're saying, well, but he's also going to sign maybe some of these religious freedom.
Right.
Alleged kind of shit where he's going to allow people to discriminate on that basis, including government agencies with adoption or adoption agencies that you'll be able to say you can't have kids because you have two mommies.
So it's an end around.
It's horrible.
Yeah. He's going at it from the back door.
But again, try to hang up. I defy you to try to hang up a no Christians allowed sign.
Fuck off, man.
Anywhere and see how the shit hits the fan.
They're so sensitive.
But, you know, all these religious liberty cases have been absolutely outrageous, and they have restricted freedom of religion. So you get it's a chance for some of these things to be overturned. And what the guys, the pro-abort folk.
Restricted. They took teacher-led prayer out of public schools.
Yes.
That's restriction. They said, maybe we shouldn't be hanging 10 commandments in public buildings and especially like near courthouses and stuff.
You're coming after my religion freedom. But you aren't. You're not saying you can't have them in your private place. It's just public buildings.
Freedom of religion, not freedom from religion.
Oh, my God. Hi, turkey. Oh my!
It's a chance for some of these things to be overturned. And the guys, the pro-abort folks are concerned about, one more, there's a real possibility of overturning Roe versus Wade, which was based on extraordinarily poor legal opinion. And it was...
Well, that would be something to see that.
It was called Blackmun's Abortion. I mean, they made up case law that didn't exist. It was just unbelievable.
Ruth Jesus Bader Ginsburg, Christ. The champion of liberal sanity.
I have heard of her.
Has also said that she thought the whole Roe versus Wade decision weren't the best.
Yeah.
And she thought it might have been better strategy to allow it to go state by state.
Right.
And that eventually all the states would have done caught up.
So why didn't they do that?
I don't know. Okay. But that's what they were saying with the gay marriage thing.
Right.
But we know that wouldn't have happened. Alabama's going to come around.
They wouldn't have done
gay
shit.
Marriage. Yeah.
Mississippi. Texas. Oh, please.
So
you can't count on these people to do the right
thing. There's certain levels where we have to agree. If you're a member of our club,
right.
Of our United States of America club, that we agree to rights and everybody should have equal access to them.
Because then
you don't get to decide as a state. Yeah. We decided against that right.
Because then it's the bad slippery slope. Because then how is the country supposed to look out for the rights of people if you can't count on Alabama to look out for the rights of gay people?
Yeah, it was not 50 years ago that we had to pass pretty strict legislation keeping an eye on and slapping the hands of a significant portion of our southern states.
We're getting rid of that, boy.
For certain reasons.
But God, think about what you just said about the sanctuary cities. If you come out and say you're a sanctuary city, then what? The government takes...
Sanctuary!
Yeah. Takes your federal funding?
Threatening?
Yeah.
They've been threatening California already. Jerry Brown's like, bring it.
Right.
We give you guys more money than we get back. Let's see how that works. They said I've seen stories where they're looking at figuring out how we can withhold our checks here.
Damn.
We can say, fuck it. We're not getting our federal tax money.
Well, then won't Trump
as
do
retaliation
horrible to us?
Well, technically, California has the biggest dick in the nation. So if Trump wants to play that kind of ball, I mean, there are times that he's just going to have to defer to California because California really has the biggest economy. It's the sixth biggest economy, fifth biggest economy now in the whole goddamn fucking planet.
Right.
Not just of the states.
Yeah.
But the world.
Everybody says we're horrible and it's just a shitty state.
Dumb.
Yeah. We're stupid. Stupid fucking liberals in a bubble. Fucking California. Fuck you.
But, you know, that Cal exit thing, and there might be a ballot initiative on that.
I don't want to let California decide who's president.
Well, they're saying let him go, let him go.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Fine. Fuck you.
Good luck. Good luck. Your daddy, who's been helping support the family, is leaving.
God, what a dickhead.
They're just not bright.
Mm-mm.
They just don't get it.
Hey, man.
Don't forget we're here every weekday, ladies and gentlemen, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East Type Coast.
Screaming liberal media, baby!
iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. We got a new show running, which...
directly after this one, right?
No, that was yesterday.
Okay.
Let me take a look at the schedule and everything. But Kelly's new show... should be out on iTunes, actually.
Oh, yes.
The K-Voice, A Voice of Resistance, her first show.
Viva la
Recounting
Resistance.
Her awesome experiences at the...
The Women's March, right?
At the ASAD, I believe is her term, inaugural parade.
What did she say that, like...
She said at one point there was, like, 15 minutes in between floats or marchers or something. That ain't a parade.
I was about to say
those are different shows. That's somebody strolling by.
A parade
that happens to come 20 minutes later. Parade.
If a parade needs like a group of people going down a straight line or road
in a row,
then it's not a fucking parade, man.
Right.
God, that's funny. Sad.
It is very, 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 very sad. So, don't forget you can download that iTunes and Stitcher and at crabdiving.com and give Kelly's show some new love.
Hell yeah.
Over on the on iTunes and Stitcher.
That's
thumbs
right.
up. Share that, et cetera, et cetera. She also has a Facebook page. Make sure you like that.
Absolutely. It's a great show.
She's going to be, she may have a show for Friday. She's going to be trying to do, I think, two a week. They're a half hour, and
she's very
gonna have
busy,
specific
man.
Action items and things to do, people to call, phone numbers. She opened up this first episode with a phone number to call. Who to call? Who to call to complain? Because calls apparently are kind of the best way, and you know, showing up bodily at protests and shit.
Yes,
but emails they kind of pay attention to, but
no,
kind of don't.
Sort those into a fucking folder,
right?
But a phone call, my God.
Well, yeah, and especially if you keep calling or if you, you know, you call repeatedly, you get other people to call. That kind of means stuff. There was one of the senators, I forget what he was, I don't even remember the issue, but it was just within the past day, who said, I got thousands of phone calls about this and I haven't. That hasn't happened before. It's activism. It's people calling and saying this is some bullshit.
Right.
So that hopefully maybe we'll get all these people off our butts. I mean, we'll get off our butts and everybody will get off their butts.
Somebody
get the fuck out and vote next time. Yeah, God damn it.
It's really
so many
depressing.
People stayed at home. If everybody kind of went out and voted,
it would have made a difference.
If we voted in Scandinavian numbers where they 80-90% of people go out and vote, there might not be a Republican anywhere.
Yeah, but we have gerrymandering.
Well, yeah, and the Koch brothers the Koch brothers have announced, I saw that they're going to be sinking 400-500 million into the off-year election, the one coming up.
So fuck. Go vote, man.
And you know, they're going to be targeting. They're going to try to take states. That's something that we need to think about, is if they get the state legislature and governorship of like two more states.
Yes.
They can call a constitutional convention.
That is terrifying.
And if there's more numbers of them than there are of sane
and
Democrats.
Then what? They just take out pieces of our Constitution and
change
it?
We're getting together and we're rewriting the Constitution and we're going to vote on it.
Is that Bannon's goal?
Probably.
Is that what he wants?
I'm sure he would love to shred parts of the Constitution.
Right. What a dick.
Probably. It sounds like the Establishment Clause. He states rights, except for certain things.
You know, you look at him, this is the dumbest thing I've ever said, but, like, he's so ugly, right? You have to agree with me. He is not an attractive person.
Unless you're into man tits.
Yes. Listen, all you fucking fancy-ass plastic surgeons, in Los Angeles. Maybe you come together. maybe there's something you can do to make Bannon more attractive. And then all of a sudden, he's out in the world. He looks amazing.
Otis, the drunk from...
Oh, yeah.
Somebody put out a side-by-side picture, yeah, right? When Otis would wake up in the morning after sleeping it off in the jail.
Right. We just have to find
out... Andy Griffith's show, we're talking about kids.
Do you ever wonder why we just don't find out what these lunatics like want? Not like on the within the world life. What does he want? Does Bannon want to direct a movie? Does he want to have a big house in the Hollywood Hills somewhere?
Over the world.
Yeah.
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
What are we going to do tonight, Brian?
Like, why can't we give Kim Jong-un a movie studio and he can produce movies instead of making nukes for North Korea and starving people? Surely these assholes want something.
I literally saw four different versions of the Kim Jong-un meme, which is him smiling. And it says, I no longer craziest leader. Big smile.
Right.
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, for the Thursday edition of Crab Diving Live, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 on the East Tribe Coast. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Buy your shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Don't forget Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Instagram or his Twitter feed, which is at RatedRComedy, or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Back tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/Crab Diving. And on Twitter and Instagram at Crab Diving.